Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the fifth chapter of Hilchos Naziros. In this Perek, the Rambam will discuss the three specific prohibitions which relate to a Nazir. How he is not allowed to become impure by contact with a corpse, how he is not allowed to cut his hair, and how he is not allowed to partake of grape products. Halacha Aleph. Shlosha minin asur l'nazir. Hatuma, vatiglachas, v'yotim min gefen, v'im pri, v'im solas pri. There are three items which are forbidden to a Nazir. Becoming ritually impure by contact with a human corpse, cutting one's hair, and partaking of an item which came forth from a grapevine, whether the actual fruit itself or the waste products of the fruit, as we will see described shortly. In contrast, the other types of alcoholic beverages one might have, beer made from dates or from figs or the like, those are permitted for a nazir, despite the fact that the pasuk alludes to shechar. Shechar, zeshenazar, a love, but Torah, hu ha-shechar shetal robas hayayin. When the Torah forbids beer, an alcoholic beverage, it doesn't mean regular beer, rather it means something which was made with a mixture of wine. Halacha beis. Hayotim min ha-gefen ketan. What is entailed by this terminology of something which comes forth from the grapevine? Nazir she'achol k'sayis min ha-pri shu ha-navim lachim o yibeshim o-bosar, o she'achol k'sayis min p'tolos ha-pri, shehi ha-zagin fe'im ha-klif ha-chitona, o ha-ratanim fe'im ha-zagin ha-ptim shezor no-son. If a nazir consumes an olive-sized bulk of the fruit of the grapevine, which either refers to moist grapes, or to raisins, dried, wrinkled grapes, or unripe grapes, or if somebody had an olive-sized bulk of the waste products of the fruit, which either alludes to the outer peel of the grape, or the inner seed, the type of thing that you plant to grow more grapes. So if somebody had an olive-sized bulk of any of these, then they'd receive lashes. V'cheinim shasar avias yain, o achal kizayis miyain karash, shu ha-pri, o shasar avias chometz, shu psoas ha-pri, ha-yizaloka. Similarly, with regard to the liquid, if one drank a revias, roughly 3 or 4 fluid ounces, of wine, or had consumed an olive-sized bulk of congealed wine, these refer to the fruit of the grapes, and since that wine is the ideal product, or if one had drinking a revias size of vinegar, which is considered the waste product of the fruit of the wine, in that case, one will receive lashes. Regarding other things which grow from the grapevine, the grape's leaves, the branches of the grapevine itself, the grape buds prior to them having reached a stage of being unripe grapes, but really when they're just buds, in all these circumstances, these are permitted for the nazir to consume because they don't count as the fruit, they don't even count as the waste product of the fruit, rather they're considered part of the tree itself. All the different forbidden grape products are able to join together to create the amount necessary for one to receive lashes. Okay, so I'm going to now illustrate. If one had joined together all these various different things, either moist grapes along with dried grapes, raisins, or with unripe grapes, or with the peel or with the seed, and then ate from that mixture an olive-sized bulk, he will receive lashes. Similarly, if he had eaten one after the other one until the point where he had reached an olive-sized bulk in total, then he will receive lashes. Similarly, if he drank a revius amount of a mixture of wine and vinegar, then here too he will receive lashes. However, if one has something which is permitted for another to consume, that's been combined with something which is forbidden for him to consume, then that is not able to together reach the requisite amount for him to receive lashes. Okay, so I'm going to illustrate this further. If one had wine and become mixed with honey, even though the taste of all of it is the taste of wine, and that an individual had drinking from this mixture, or if one had raisins crushed up with dried figs, and the taste of all of it is the taste of the raisins, and then he ate from that mixture, he will not receive lashes. Until the point where, of the forbidden item, there was an olive-sized bulk And that is in ratio to 3 egg-sized bulk. And then 1/8, 3 egg-sized bulk. In other words, what we'd refer to as kedei achilas pras, within a short span of time, roughly 9 minutes, 1/8 that bulk size, then one has to be concerned that they had actually consumed an olive-sized portion of the forbidden substance, and therefore they would have received flashes. And this is true with regards to all different prohibitions that might apply to a person, as the Rambam has explained earlier in Mishnah Torah. Halacha hei. V'chein im shar pito b'yayin, v'ha revias yayin v'chdei pras menapas, v'achol k'dei pras, sh'nimsa sh'achol revias yayin, ha'i zaloka. In a similar fashion, if one had dipped their bread into wine, and there was a revias worth of wine that was still there, absorbed into the bread, and one had eaten it in this quick enough fashion, then in that case, he would receive lashes, because ultimately, he had consumed a revias of wine. This is what the Torah was referring to when it said anything which has been soaked in grape products. Lesser davishin is aribo and yain v'taimo kitami yain u'shiyeh tamo mamasho kishar yisroi machals. This is coming to prohibit something which wine has been mixed into, and the flavor will be the flavor of wine. This is assuming that it has both of these things, though. That it has the flavor as well as actual physical wine in it, as is true with regards to other forbidden foods. Lachavav. This is aribo yain u'kiyotzibo b'davash v'ein sham tam yain harizam mutra l'nazir lo yezeh chamor mechela b'dam. If wine had been mixed up with honey, but there's no longer a taste of wine, in that case, it's permitted for a nazir to consume, because there's no way this is going to be more stringent than even isuri karis, things which can bring about the punishment of excision, such as consuming certain forbidden fats or blood. Halacha zayin. Haibo tam yayin ve'ein sham revias b'chdei achilas pras. If it had the taste of wine, but did not have this size, this amount of wine within it, there was no revius that would be consumed within the span of Kedei Achilas Pras. In that case, Hariza Asher Medevri Sofer, Kamoshi Barani Mechus Machos Asuros. This is forbidden on a rabbinic level, as Rambam has explained earlier in Mishnah Torah. Imachin So, Imachal Machus Martus. And if one consumes this, he'll receive lashes on a rabbinic level. Lachachas. Nazar Shachal Kazayas Anavim, Ukazayas Chartan, Ukazayas Zag, Ukazayas Timukim, Vishas Revius Yai, Afilu Sachan Eshko, Vishas Mimenu Revius, Hariza Loka Chamesh Malkios. If one had done 5 different acts of violating their naziras, such as consuming an olive-sized bulk of grapes, as well as an olive-sized bulk of the peels of grapes, as well as an olive-sized bulk of the seeds, as well as an olive-sized bulk of raisins, and had drinking a revias of wine, even if he had squeezed out the cluster and drinking from it a revias worth, in that case, he'll receive 5 sets of lashes. Because each one of them has a single lav relating to it. In addition, he receives a 6th set of lashes because he's violated the neder that he's taken upon himself. And that's applicable by all nedarim, this included. Similarly, if one had just eaten an olive-sized bulk of the seeds or of the grapes themselves, he'll still receive 2 sets of lashes, one because of the item he had eaten itself, as well as one for violating his neder. And so too, the same halacha applies with regards to a nazir who had cut his hair or had become impure by contact with a corpse, that he too will receive lashes twice. One for the unique prohibition, as well as one for the prohibition of not violating one's word. Halacha tes. Nazir shasa revias yain, revias chometz, eino loka ala achas. However, if a nazir had drinking a revias worth of wine, as well as an additional revias of vinegar, in that case, he'll only receive 1 set of lashes for this prohibition, because wine and vinegar are not considered 2 distinct prohibitions. Because the Torah doesn't actually write that one should not drink wine, one should not drink vinegar, ella kach. Rather, the Torah says instead, Chometz yain v'chometz shechar lo yishteh. Kolomar, lo yishteh yain v'lo davar shenis arbo yain v'wa shechar v'afilu hechmitzu. Really, the Torah simply writes, the vinegar of wine, the vinegar of an alcoholic beverage, one should not drink. Meaning to say that he shouldn't drink wine, nor should he drink something which wine was mixed into, referring to the shechar, the alcoholic beverage. And even if they've become vinegar. And since the Torah only repeated the term of vinegar, which is the same term, in that case, he's not going to receive lashes for these two independently. Rambam explains that if a Nazir had been drinking wine all day long, though on every Revius he consumes, he's liable with regards to having violated that which he was not supposed to violate, regarding Hashem's vantage point, he's done something terribly wrong. Nonetheless, he'll only receive one set of lashes for having drinking wine, and one set of lashes for violating his word, as the Rambam has explained. In history, bo al kol Revius Revius, amrulo, al tishta, however, if he was repeatedly warned and he continued to drink another Revius and said, don't drink, and he drinks another Revius and onward, so then he'll receive lashes for each set aligned with the number of warnings. Now, on a rabbinic level, it's forbidden for another to stand amongst those who are drinking wine. He should distance himself very much from this, because this is ultimately going to present a challenge for him. After all, Chazal had said, don't even come near a place which is a vineyard. Halacha Yud Aleph, turning now to the next of these prohibitions. Nazir shegileach sara achas loke, bein betar, bein mezug, hu shekitza meikara ke'ein tar. If a Nazir cuts even a single hair, he'll receive lashes, whether it was done with a razor, or whether it was done with scissors, but in a fashion similar to a razor, to the point where you've cut it from its root. Similarly, if he plucks it with his hands, he'll also receive lashes. Both the one who cuts, as well as the one who was enabling the cutting to be done to him, will receive lashes. As the Pasuk says, a razor is not allowed to pass over his head. However, if enough of the hair was left to the point where you could bend the top of it, the tip, down towards the root, in that case, he will not receive lashes because this was not done in a fashion similar to a razor. Halacha Yud Beis. Heavier al rosho sam, shemashir es haseir. Vehishir es haseir. Eino loke. El bitol mitzvos haseir, shenemar gadel pera sar rosho. If he had placed some sort of applicant to his head, to the point where now his hair has been removed through that application, he won't receive lashes because that wasn't cutting it. However, he has nullified a positive command, which was that he should let his wild hair grow long. Halacha Yud Gimel. Nazir shegileach kol rosho, eino loke misham hatuklachas ela achas. If a Nazir cuts all the hair on his head, he will only receive lashes once. Im hisri bo al kol seir v'seir v'amru lo al tegaleach v'megaleach loke al kol achas v'achas. If, however, he was repeatedly warned, they said, don't cut it off, don't cut it off. And each time he cut off some more and some more each time, he will receive a set of lashes. If a Nazir is combing his hair or scratching his head, and he had done so with his hand, in that case, he will not receive lashes. In fact, he needn't be concerned if a hair falls off, because ultimately, he wasn't intending for it to come off. That being the case, he's not allowed to comb his hair with an actual comb, or to scratch his head not with his fingernails, but with earth, because in that case, it will for sure make hair come off. However, if he had done so, he will not receive lashes. Halacha Tezvav, turning to the third of these prohibitions now. Nazir shenin melameis tomas shiva, bein betomas shehu megaleach lehen, kemo sheyesh bar, bein betomas sheino megaleach lehen, hari zeh loke. If a Nazir becomes impure with contact with a corpse for a 7-day degree of impurity, whether it was the type of impurity which he would have to shave his hair for and start his count again, or whether it's not that type, as the Rambam will explain these different types, nonetheless, he'll receive lashes for that which has occurred. Halacha Tes Zayin. Nin melameis pamaharbe, afal pishu chai malkus al kol achas v'achas l'shamayim, ein based in malkin oso ela achas. If this Nazir had become impure numerous times, even though he's considered liable again in God's eyes for that which he's done, he will only receive lashes from the human court once. V'im hisru bo al kol pam pam humetame lok al kol achas v'achas. If, however, he was warned each and every time, as we saw with regards to the other two prohibitions, applies here as well, for each and every time, then, he will receive lashes. Halacha yud zayin. V'meder morm. When is that true? V'shin nidma upirash v'chazar naga onasa o'ahel. This is assuming that he become impure, and then he removed himself from contact with that source of impurity. And then he went back, and he either touched it or carried it, or was under the same covering as it, or had stood over it. Aval im haya nogev meis v'adayin ha-meis biyado, v'noga b'meis achar, eno chayev ela achas, afal pi shehistribo al kol negiya negiya, shem mechulu v'ome. If, however, he was still touching one corpse, and that was still occurring when he went and touched another corpse, in that case, he will only be liable once, even though they warned him numerous times, because he's in a state where he's ongoing his desecration, and therefore he can't bring about a second desecration at the same time. Halacha yud ches. Nazir shenichnas l'bayis, v'shah sham ad shemeis shal hameis, o shenichnas l'ohal hameis, v'shida teva u'migdal, u'bachav eru para gaga teva me'elav midaito, ha'yiz alokesh shtayim, achas v'shem lo yavo, v'achas v'shem lo yitema. If a Nazir had entered into a house where there was a person who was sick, and ultimately that person died, or he entered into a place where there actually already was a dead body, but he had entered into it in some sort of box, and then along came another person and ripped off the top of the box, thus stopping him from being shielded from contact with the impurity, and he had willingly allowed the fellow to do so, in that case, he will receive two sets of lashes, one for not coming close to a human corpse, and another one for not becoming impure. Because in this case, both the impurity and that entry came at once. If, however, he had entered in a normal fashion, where there was just a corpse already there, and he just walked in that case, then he will only receive one set of lashes, because his impurity had come before his entry, in the sense that as soon as his nose or his toes had entered into the area, he's already impure, but he will only be liable for a real entry once his entire body has entered. Halacha yud tes. Nechnas l'ohal meis, o l'beis ha-kvaros v'shkaga, v'achar shenoda lo hisribo, v'lo kafatz v'yatza, el amad sham, hariz aloke. If he had entered into a place where there was a corpse or into a cemetery inadvertently, and then after he was informed, they warned him, and he didn't jump and run out, rather he stayed there, in that case, he will receive lashes. This is assuming that he stayed there for a long enough amount of time that it would have taken for somebody to bow down fully, just as is true with regards to somebody who's impure entering into the base of Mekdash. Halacha chaf. Hametame as a nazir. If somebody makes a nazir become impure, im haya nazir mated, ha nazir loke, v'deshtimo over mishum v'neiver lo sitei machshom. If the nazir was a willing party to this, so then the nazir himself will receive lashes, and the one who had made him impure will simply have been over a different prohibition, that of not placing a stumbling block before a blind person. If, however, the nazir had acted inadvertently, and the one who had made him impure was acting willfully, in that case, neither of them received lashes. Now, why won't the one, in that case, who had made the nazir contract the impurity, become liable for lashes? The Rambam explains, one can only be liable for having defiled the nazir's head by having made it impure once the nazir had willfully allowed that occur. Halach Chav Aleph, the final halach in the parak. Nazir tar shetime atzmo loke, af misham lo sa'acher l'shama. If a nazir who was not yet impure made himself impure on purpose, so then he'll receive lashes in addition for the prohibition of not delaying to pay up one's karbanos. Shri Ichar Naziris Tara, v'asa maisa. Because in this case, he's delayed the fulfillment of being a nazir, and thereby the ability to bring those karbanos which he owes. And in this case, he's also done an action, thus he's rendered himself liable for lashes. V'chenim nadr beis ha-kvaros loke, af mishum lo sa'acher. And similarly, if he had taken upon himself the vow to become a nazir while he was in a cemetery, he'll also receive lashes. In addition, because of this prohibition of lo sa'acher. Holamarta, Shanazar Shtimi Atmoloka Arba Malkios, Mishum Loyitama, Mishum Loyachal de Boro, Mishum Lo Sacher Shamo, Mishum Loyabo, Imhaisa Bio Tamak Achas Kamoshi Marano. Thus, we see what emerges is that a Nazir could potentially be liable for four sets of lashes when he makes himself impure. Number one, just for making himself impure. Number two, for violating the nedr that he had taken. Number three, as we just saw, for delaying his ability to bring the karbanos, which he would bring upon completion of his term of being a Nazir. And finally, the fourth one, for not entering into that area, assuming that the entry and the impurity had come at once, as Rama has already explained. Have a wonderful day.